couch. Dogs need the lessons. Hey there, Lick and Riffers, how are you doing? Welcome to another awesome fingerstyle lesson right here on Lick and Riff. And in this video, we're going to have a blast because we're going to learn an old school piano style blues turnaround in E. Old school piano style blues turnaround in E. Quite a fancy name, but it lives up to its promise because it's quite a fancy blues turnaround. It sounds like this. Okay, you can use that dominant 9 at the end or just finish on. Okay, on this. So once again, this has a walking bass line with kind of a chord progression in there. So you start with 6 and 8 on strings 1 and 2, and you slide it twice from 6 to 8 to 7 and 9. And the second time you slide it, you play the E bass string with it. And then you do kind of a normal turnaround. Okay, from E, this is E. And you do the chromatic move into E. Now this is E as well because D, D sharp, E. Okay, so from E to E. We don't need to put the whole D shape on. You do this. Okay, and then you play 6 and 8 again. Then you play 5 and 7, but you play 7 on the 6th string. Okay, because this is a B note, and B is the 5th of the E chord. So we want to have a walking bass line. Okay, so okay, then we slide into this, okay, into the other E. So we slide from 3 and 4 to 4 and 5. And we play the next E bass note with the slide. Okay, like this. So we get this. And then the open E string, and then this. Now this, the B flat bass note, is kind of the, well, without getting too much into theory, the simple explanation is that it's the chromatic note from B, B flat. The more fancy explanation is that it creates the diminished sound, the B flat diminished, when you play A7 and then raise the bass by half a step. But let's not get hung onto that. Play 6 and 6 on strings 3 and 6. And then the open second string. So you get this. Okay? So, and then the bass line is this. Okay? The chromatic move. So after we play this, okay? We go to B again, but this time here, we play 2 on the A string with the open E string. And then this. Okay, this is kind of a normal blues turnaround, and we use that to end. So it's 3 and 3 on strings 3 and 6. And then 2 and 2 on strings 3 and 6. And then we play the open 3rd and 6th strings. And we hammer on 1 on the 3rd string. This is E. This is an E chord outline. But let me explain why we moved here instead of playing this again. Because we were here, we could do this. This is easier. Because if we do this, we're closer to this. Okay, so it's a more fluent movement and we can keep the notes longer. So we finish on this. Now, you can add the dominant ninth sound by adding 2 on the first string and 3 on the second string, but make sure you keep this ringing. And you add this as kind of a high piano addition. So, right? So play it very, very delicately and keep these two notes ringing. That's why I'm using my third finger and my pinky for these notes. Instead of... Because these two fingers, this finger is thicker than the pinky, so it can touch the third string and mute the G sharp note. So I prefer... It muted the note. Irony. So I prefer, you know, to take it safe. Now if you isolate the bass line, you get a very old school walking bass line. So... Okay, old school piano style, blues turnaround in E. Long name, fancy name, awesome riff. So before you go, subscribe to my channel if you haven't already, and go download the tab from the website. The link is in the description below. That's why I point downwards, because it's below the video. And go download the tab. Everything is for free on Lekkenriff. This video, the tab. But if you want to give something back, there's a large blue donation button right above the tab, and everything goes right back into your guitar education, into making these videos. So I thank you in advance for any donation you choose to make, and I'll see you in the next lesson. Bye for now. Thanks for watching.